Hello and welcome back to the Healthy Sensitive. I am back and I feel like I've done this I am back business I don't even know how many times. And I don't know if this is a highly sensitive person thing or if it's just a human thing or I don't really know. But it's really interesting. I've noticed I'll get into a season of creativity, of productivity, and I'll get really, really excited and want to share all of the content I'm building. And so then there will be these weeks that go by where I'm really consistent with, you know, recording a podcast or, I don't know, blogging, putting content up. And then suddenly it's like either things get busy. So I'm too busy trying to maintain all of the different buckets that I have going, or the season just changes. Suddenly my creativity well is less lush. So I wonder sometimes if this is just a human thing, and it could be a highly sensitive person that I don't really know. But here's what I will say. Given that this has happened a number of times, I started getting curious about it. Because I really do enjoy sharing information. I like being able to put the information out so that people can access it. I know that the clients I work with seem to appreciate it, but it's just really hard to maintain, to be quite honest. And I think if you've followed anyone who does podcasting, they'll say the same thing, where it's like, whew, it's a lot. And so I sat back and thought, well, what if instead of just, I don't know, winging it, I could be a grown-up and like create a plan. So I spent the last few months building. I've been in huge builder mode and I've been building, you know, course content. I've been building workshops that people can come to that are live. I've been building out my coaching programs. I'm really excited. And then another thing to keep in mind, I wear a lot of hats. So I have a part-time job as a clinical health educator. I do some contract work, and I actually have two businesses that I'm running, one of which I've had been building slowly and steadily for quite a long time. And the other that I've just recently, I'll say launched, but I don't even know if I can rightfully say we've launched. We're doing some piloting right now. Anyway, I digress. And I'm sharing all of this with you because I suspect that this conundrum comes up for a lot of folks who might be listening to this episode. In my experience, a lot of people who are more sensitive seem to thrive in sort of a portfolio model of work. They're often multi-potentialites who like to have multiple things going on. So if this is something that you can relate to, just know you're not alone. Like, oh, me too. I try and create stuff and then I lose steam. Oh, me too. I want to do all the things and then I realize I can't actually do all the things. So just to give you an idea, you'll notice that this episode does not have an intro song. It does not have an exit song. This is purely to let you guys know what's going on and what's happening behind the scenes and coming down the pipeline. So first of all, I promise, guys, content for the next year. Well, actually, probably more like for the next 3 years, if I'm doing the math right. Yeah, at least two years. So when I said I've been taking the last few months to, you know, make a plan, I made a plan. Anyway, so the kinds of subjects that are coming down the pipeline for this season, though, are all of the content is based on the programming that I often work with my clients on. So in previous recordings, I've talked about the acronym STRONGER. So the kinds of practices that help someone either reduce the likelihood of, prevent, or treat, or get over burnout. So that can include having a spiritual practice or a link with your something larger, having your kind of sense of purpose. It could include having access to pleasurable experiences, not numbing experiences, but truly pleasurable experiences, really connecting with your healthy relationships, building on those relationships, helping them to become more healthy, having a creative outlet, nourishing yourself, having a growth practice, physical exercise, and rest. And so what I've been building are not just online courses that are now living in my online community. I haven't really promoted my online community much. I've had it for a while. And a big reason why I wasn't promoting it is that I just wasn't quite sure what it was I was trying to do with it other than connect people. And it's finally feeling like, okay, I know what it's for. I know what I'm trying to create. So I'm going to have the link to the online community in the show notes or for this episode, and I will continue to point to it as I build out more, you know, programming, more content, because every time I share something on this show, there's more content that are going to be based on that in the online community. So just so you know what's coming. What else? Also, I've been doing, well, there's free as well as some paid workshops through Meetup, and I've had a really great time doing it. So I'm going to put the link for our Meetup group in as well, because each time that I do an episode, that episode is going to be based, if you like the content and you'd actually like to be present for a live presentation, you can just go to my Meetup group and look at the live presentations that are coming and some of the workshops that are available. And then from that place too, anytime that you come to a workshop, you can get access to the online material, which again is housed in the online community. So it's all looking a little bit more cohesive and a little less fractured. And I'm really, really excited about it. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, look, it doesn't feel like you have to go to 5,000 steps to get this thing achieved. Anyway, what else? Also, you know, I think if anyone listening is a coach or, well, frankly, any kind of an entrepreneur, sometimes the hardest thing question, I should say, the hardest question to answer is, what are the problems that you're trying to solve and who are you trying to help solve them? And for a long time, what I've said is I'm a burnout coach and I work with highly sensitive people. But what I now realize is, you know, through the clients that I've been working with, I really love working with entrepreneurs. So you don't have to be a full-blown 100% entrepreneur, but I love working with those who want to create something that's their own. So maybe it's a side hustle. Maybe you're already running your company, but you're just finding that the workflows aren't dialed in quite right and you're getting exhausted by it and you want to upgrade it. Maybe you just want to find out some wellness practices so that you can maintain your energy for the business that you're running. These are the folks I love to work with. And that's all well and good. But what I'm realizing is, at least with highly sensitive entrepreneurs, one of the biggest challenges is not so much knowing how to take care of themselves, although sometimes it's nice to have that reminder. It's not even necessarily needing to know how to upgrade workflows, which a lot of time that's very helpful when I'm their coach. That's like, yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about these things. But in a lot of cases, they have a hard time with promotion, like promoting themselves. And so part of what I'm now building with the online community is not just content I'm creating, but I want to create spaces for other people to create courses and then get paid for those spaces. So if you are a highly sensitive person and you would like, you maybe you have an expertise, a great example could be you like to work with highly sensitive people. And you have a very specific trade that you work in. In my case, I'm a coach. Perhaps you're a therapist. Perhaps you are also a coach, but you have like a slightly different angle. Or maybe you could be a lawyer. You could be an accountant. You could be a financial advisor. So it doesn't have to just be in the health and wellness field. It could be a naturopath, whatever it may be. And what I'm noticing about highly sensitives, at least the ones I'm working with, they tend to be really good at promoting each other. They're exceptionally good at celebrating other people's work, but they struggle to celebrate themselves or to promote themselves. So if that's true, why not create a space where we can all kind of point to the other person and say, look how awesome you are. It just seems like a really fun way for, you know, like if I'm in, I noticed for myself, for example, as I've invited more people, I'm much more excited to share and promote the online community because there are other people that I want to celebrate. And yeah, it's really great if you want to know my content too, but so it's kind of creating a network. I'm really excited about it. So I'll put this in the show notes as well. But so basically what's coming down the pipeline is more regular podcasting episodes. I will say too, this is another thing I should have mentioned. I'll also be putting out like one of the pieces of feedback that I've gotten in the past on the podcast is, well, why? I would love to hear more about what's going on in your life. And I find that really fascinating. I note that in a lot of the marketing that's going on, you know, people wanting to connect with the person, not just the content. And I appreciate that. The challenge is I'm actually a pretty private person. I don't mind being vulnerable with people, but sharing that with a mass of folks that I've never met is a little like, ugh. And this is something I've noticed with my clients as well. It's part of why the online community I've created, there is a free version, but there's a paywall for a lot of the content, because I find that people who are vicious online bullies don't tend to want to pay to be a vicious online bully. So I'm trying to be protective of myself and of those in the community. But I will start launching out episodes that are sort of the behind the scenes, you know, much more kind of intimate details about what's going on in my life. There will, again, that'll be premium content. And this way, if you're really, because in my experience, if I'm just listening to a free podcast episode, I don't necessarily want to hear your private life. There are a lot of exceptions, of course. And of those who are willing, I find those people incredibly brave and I celebrate them. But I'm afraid I'm someone who's like, ooh, I kind of need there to be an extra barrier. I want to be sure that you actually want to know this information and I'm not just vomiting my experience all over the place on people that don't really want to hear my experience. So if you see some of those episodes pop up, that's going to be the premium content. If you're really just here to get information, education, I will still be producing plenty of free content and all of it will remain ad-free. I feel really strongly about that because personally, even the podcasts I love, and there are quite a few where there are ads, it really irks me. I don't like it. And I'm willing to deal if there's a subscriber option, I subscribe because I want to support their content. But when there isn't and they just want to give out ads, I'm not angry at them for having ads by no stretch. It's a lot of time and effort that goes into these, you know, into content creation. So whatever means a person can utilize in order to make money is really like, go for it. Like, just go for it. That just really irks me though. So anyway, that's what's coming down the pipeline. I'm very excited. So this episode was really just an introduction, kind of sneak peek at what you'll see coming. And if you have questions about that, what I mentioned in terms, whether it's questions about the online community, questions about the meetup groups, if you're having trouble with any of the links, you can always email me, leah@thehealthysensitive.com. And that's leah@thehealthysensitive.com. I'll put that in the show notes as well. All right. Talk to you soon.